might not be money, but it's something. There is also taking care of children, which you don't quantify in monetary terms, but somebody does that. What I'm simply saying is, if you want to make money not the problem in a relationship or marriage in this context, you must be careful to know that money is not the only denominator. There are other things that is brought in, and if you quantify them, they also amount to so much. So going back to myself, I believe that my husband recognized the fact that I may not have been working then. I may not have been gainfully employed then, but I was taking care of the home front. And so there was the equal balancing out of what each of us brought to the table. And he respected it so well and did so well in managing such that I wasn't left scrambling for the leftover or the breadcrumbs, which most people probably, if they are in control of money in a particular season and they do not value what the other partner brings in, which may not have just been in monetary terms, you now look down and you feel superior and the other person feels inferior, and then it destabilizes the equation of the marriage. And then you weaponize that this inequality in such a way that the person who is not bringing, as it were, myself, then I would have been dehumanized and brought to a level where I would have felt inferior, felt like not needed. But I think that was not the case then. But in this generation, we've got to look at that. And the younger generations have to know that it's not only money. There are other things that also equate.
But I guess the real question is that, were you truly happy at the time when your husband was the only person providing financially?
Was I truly happy? You want a candid answer?
Yeah.
You see, because of the value we've placed on money, no matter how the other partner tries to make you happy, you still feel that you could have been better off if you had. So as a human being, there were times I felt I should have had my own money. Did I answer your question?
It answers it beautifully. The reason I ask this question is, which is going to lead on to the next one, actually, is that you were not made to stay at home, were you? You were not told.
Nobody goes to school to stay at home. You go to school to work, based on that understanding then.
Right.
But let me interject. You see, knowledge has a way of opening your eyes to things that ordinary people will not give credence to. Life is in seasons.
Okay.
When people come into relationship, there is the need to know that how you come in, where you are met, may not be how it will play out in the next few years. So there's a season you may be up there, there's a season you may be down. But the important thing is that you manage those seasons well. If you're the one up or you're the one down, manage them well. So I may not have been completely happy. Like I said, I still go back. There wasn't a lot of counseling. There wasn't a lot of knowledge. Huh. There wasn't a lot of understanding. There wasn't a lot of exposure. So nobody sat us down to tell us, okay, in this season, you may not be able to do A, B, C, D. And so you need your money, or you may hold back because that season will also change. And it brings me to the place of saying, as a young person that entered into marriage, not too long, I had a baby. And you realize that if I'm in pursuit of money, it will be at the expense of taking time to nurture the children when they come. So in order for equality, I may push myself well ahead of time. And that's what most people do. They don't do it because that's what they want to do. But sometimes we don't know it, or we are not completely aware of the consequences of certain actions. So I am saying, anybody who is listening to me now should borrow lessons from what I did not know starting off in marriage. And that if you come into marriage as a woman, that I was and I am still, okay, and there's a disparity, maybe because you are not making ends meet, you are not making money, slow down, improve on yourself, work hard on yourself, and realize that the season will change. And when that season changes, the money will come. But it's even best to have conversations as a couple to make for these excesses that could come out of ignorance. Because there's nothing as comforting as knowing that I'm not earning, but you're covering my nakedness completely. I repeat what I just said. Huh. That I'm not earning, but that we have robust conversations on areas that will make you recognize how I feel about how the expenditure profile or the management of the resources is being handled, such that I don't harbor any kind of bitterness or resentment because I feel left out. And I think my husband, to a great extent, did a good job because I never felt so. He covered, he provided, he did all that he needed to do. And at the right time, pushed me out when the children were gone.
Well, I mean, how about the woman who truly is okay with the husband taking care of them, regardless of their education, educational status?
There's nothing wrong with that. We are brought up differently. Perspective, very different. How we see life, very different. What we learned from other people, very different. So there may be a woman who comes into marriage and is very comfortable sitting home and just being covered by the husband. And there are quite a number of people, number of women that do that. But if you are not that kind of a woman, because we are different temperament, we are different personalities.
Yeah.
Every woman is not the same.
Yeah.
Okay. For the one that has the drive and feels satisfied,
yeah,
going out there to source for her own income, there is nothing wrong. To the one who feels comfortable sitting back at home and being provided for, there is nothing wrong. The important thing is, be where you know you are comfortable, because marriage requires peace. Come to the place where what you are doing produces peace for you and peace for the person you are married to as a woman. If you sense that you are not the type of woman that would love to sit back at home and just be comfortable with what your spouse blesses you with, have a conversation with your spouse. Very robust conversation for that. And let your spouse know, okay, I'm sacrificing the first 5 years or 7 years or 10 years taking care of the children and all that. And even if I don't take a secular job, I would suggest that probably you set me up, let me do some business, because I feel redundant sometimes and I want to be engaged. I'm the kind of person that would love to be engaged, to be productive. That's just my nature. And truth be told, I believe that we're created to be very productive people. But for the one who decides that the husband can cover up for whatever they feel they want, that's okay. You can't impose anything on another person.
Right.
You can't. You have to allow people, feel comfortable in their skin and in what they prefer. But I would say for women, going by the data, going by the numbers, something probably could happen in that marriage or relationship and it breaks.
I mean, think about this, right? When between men and women, women initiate divorces the most, right?
I'm not aware of that.
Oh, no, the data shows they initiate divorce the most. And I've always asked myself the question. I mean, every marriage is different and we may not truly know. But if really finance is an aspect of the reason why some women may choose to divorce, then what really is there is a true reason why? I mean, you counsel people, you coach people. What have you heard as the true reason why people do in aspect of finance?
Vision should come before budget.
Okay.
What is vision? Mental picture of a preferred future, even with resources. Vision, clarity of where we are headed. What kind of a life do we want to build? Women initiate divorce. Most times it's because some women, or let me be generous. Some women, okay, are carried away. So they don't truly engage and know the vision the man they are marrying carries. And when that vision, even financial vision, is not properly communicated, there are bound to be problems.
Connected Minds Podcast.